Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. As always, you can see all of our items on our website at harboltcompany.com, and our email address is sales@harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. So the item that we have in stock today is actually super freaking cool. I don't know if you guys remember the days of the laptop docking stations. They were these humongous plastic and metal contraptions, and you had to slide your laptop into this, and then out the back of this docking station had all these cables that you would plug in for your monitor and for your speakers and for your power and all that. And there were these humongous docking stations that weighed, you know, 4, 5, 6 pounds, and they weren't easy to take with you. They took up a lot of space and all that. So that was the old days. And now enter the new days. This that we have in stock is so freaking cool. This is a docking station that basically does as much as those humongous docking stations, but is small enough to fit in your pocket. I am not kidding you. This thing is skinnier than a cell phone, about the length and height of a cell phone, but aluminum body, good quality aluminum. Hear that there? Like I said, you could easily slip this into a pocket. It is about a half inch thick. That's it. It's about 6 inches tall, 5.5 inches tall, and about 2 inches wide, and that's it. This is a 12-port hub/docking station. So this has a single USB-C cable coming off of it. This is about a 8-inch long cable coming off of it. So you would plug this into your MacBook or your laptop, your Windows laptop or your desktop computer. You would plug it into one of its USB Type-C ports. Now, you say, well, why do I need this? Well, a lot of the newer laptops are coming out where they're getting rid of USB ports, they're getting rid of card readers, they're getting rid of all this stuff, and they're just putting a couple of USB-C ports on there. I actually have a laptop that only has one USB-C port on the left and one USB-C port on the right. So that's it. And so this is a solution to be able to plug in all kinds of stuff with just plugging in this one docking station slash hub to your computer. So let's start out by, first of all, a lot of the laptops these days are getting rid of the headphone jacks. So on the little panel in the back where the cable comes out of the docking station, right next to it is a 3.5 millimeter audio port. So there you go. There's a headphone jack. Once you plug this into your computer, plug your wired headphones into this little audio port on the docking station, and boom, you've got audio. You could also plug in a pair of speakers to that. So if you wanted to hook this up, like I use my laptop, or I use one of my laptops, like kind of like a desktop computer. It's in my office. It's where I print all my shipping out of and everything. And I need a docking station like this because I want to plug in my internet cable to it. I want to, you know, possibly plug in speakers. If you don't like the speakers on your computer, you could plug in a pair of speakers to this and so forth. So that is the first port you get. It's a 3.5 millimeter audio port next to the cable where the cable comes out of the aluminum docking station. All right, so let's follow this around and let me get you oriented so you'll know exactly which ports I'm talking about. So locate that 3.5 millimeter audio port where you're looking straight at it, and the cable is actually on the right side of that port. I want to orient you so you'll know exactly what ports I'm talking about when I go around this thing. This is a rectangle shape, so it does have ports down one side, it does have ports down the other side, and of course on both ends. So orient yourself where the cable that's coming out of the docking station is to the right of the 3.5 millimeter audio port, and orient it so you're looking straight at that port and the cable is coming out and hitting you in the face. So there you go. All right, so let's start going around the left. So take your finger, put it in that 3.5 millimeter audio port and start moving it around to the left side. The first thing you come to going around on the left side is you're going to come to a USB type C port. Now what this is for is if you plug this into one of your USB type C ports on your computer and that port maybe was being used by the power cable to power your computer, well, you don't have to give up one of your USB-C ports, because once you plug this into your computer, then you can plug your power cable into this port that's on the docking station, and it creates passive power that goes through the docking station and powers your computer. And so that way you don't have to give up one of your USB-C ports and lose it when you plug this into it. So you can plug your power cable into this. You could also, when this is plugged in into your computer, you could plug in like a USB-C to lightning cable to charge an iPhone through this port and so forth. So that is a PD, I think they call it a PDF port. And I know that stands for something, but I don't know what it stands for. But anyway, it's to plug in a power source there or plug into a cable like USB-C to Lightning to charge up your iPhone or USB-C to USB-C to charge up your iPad or whatever you want to do. All right, so keep moving around to the left of that one. You're going to come to an HDMI port. Now, people use HDMI ports for plugging in monitors and things of that nature. So, you know, you might need to use this to plug in a monitor for a spouse, or there's other things out there that plug in via HDMI, but that is one HDMI port there. And then to the left of that is a second HDMI port. Okay, keep going to the left, and now you have a USB, standard USB 2.0 port. Okay, so this is a 2.0 speed, regular standard USB. And we'll get around to it in a minute, but there are actually 2.0 speeds and 3.0 USB speeds on here. Of course, the 3.0 is going to charge things faster, and for things that require a higher level of power, the 3.0 is going to be what you want to use. And the things like mice and stuff like that that don't require as much power, then you can plug them into a 2.0. So the black colored ports, I know you guys, audio can't see it, but the black colored ports are 2.0 and the blue colored ports are 3.0. This one is a black colored port and it's a 2.0. Keep moving around to the opposite end now of the 3.5 millimeter audio, and you're going to come to a, to the left of the 2.0 standard USB there, you're going to come to a VGA monitor plug. So this is to plug in a standard VGA monitor. The old type monitors that actually stood on a stand or whatever, this is where you could plug that in. And then to the left of that, you actually have an Ethernet gigabit port. So this is, if you don't want to use Wi-Fi on your computer, or maybe your computer doesn't have Wi-Fi, you can actually plug in an RJ45 cable directly from your router into this RJ45 gigabit port, and then it will power, it'll give you internet by going through this docking station and being plugged in into USB-C and into your computer. So that is a really neat, I use this Ethernet port for my computer in there in my office on this docking station. So very cool there. And it is a gigabit speed, so it will transfer things and at very, very fast speeds. All right, and then to the left of that, coming around to the opposite longer side of the rectangle, now you're going to have two slits or slots. The one on the top is a micro SD card slot, and the longer one is a full-size SD card slot. So that's very handy as well. A lot of computers are doing away with their SD card slots. This docking station gives you both micro and full-size SD. Very cool. And then the port to the left of that is the other USB 2.0 black-colored port. Okay, so you've got the 2.0 port right next to the card readers, and then across from that port on the other side, kind of across and over a little ways, is the other USB 2.0 port. And then to the left of that USB 2.0 port, you get two 3.0 USB ports. So you've got two 3.0s, and then you've got two 2.0s. So guys, that is it. That is everything on this docking station. To me, that is a ton of stuff. 12 ports in one. on something small enough you can put in your pocket and easily plugs in, plug and play to your computer. Doesn't require any drivers or any software, anything like that. Plug it into one of your USB Type-C ports, and boom, you get all these ports. So this is truly a marvel in technology, because I remember those days of the really big clunky docking stations. So this is definitely not one of those. It's so freaking cool. Very lightweight. It probably weighs 6-7 ounces at the most. Aluminum, it's not going to scratch, very quality. About an 8-inch or 9-inch, about an 8-inch USB-C cable coming out. And then you get all that. You get a 3.5 millimeter audio, two HDMIs, one USB-C power port, two USB 2.0s, two USB 3.0s, a full-size SD card reader, a micro SD card reader, a VGA monitor port, and an RJ45 gigabit Ethernet jack. All that on something super, super small. Very, very cool. So guys, these are brand new in the box. If you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com, and our website is harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.